But first this hour, the author of Arizona's Clean Elections Act has sued in an effort to stop voters from deciding whether to take some of the commission's power away. GOP lawmakers this year referred to the ballot, a measure that would, among other things, require the panel's rules to be approved by the governor's Regulatory Review Council. The Clean Elections Commission provides campaign funding to candidates who agree not to take private money to run for office. Joining us to talk about this lawsuit is Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Capital Times. Jeremy, good morning.
Morning, Mark.
So essentially, it seems as though the legal argument here is that the ballot measure does more than one thing, and those things aren't directly related, which violates the single subject rule. Is that about right?
Right. The single subject rule is a provision of the Arizona Constitution that prevents a legislature from putting two unrelated things in one law, to do what's called log rolling, to try and, get votes. If you want to, create universal background checks for guns, and you want to put a tax cut in there to get the last couple of votes, they're completely unrelated. You can't do that. So there has to be something kind of tying these two things together. And what this proposed ballot measure that the legislature has referred to the ballot does is the two people suing over this measure, they say that's what this law does, is two things. It puts new regulatory oversight on the Clean Elections Commission, and it limits the ways in which Clean Elections candidates can use the public funding they get for their campaigns.
I mean, I know that you're not a lawyer, and I'm not asking you to play one on the radio, but those both have to do with clean elections and with what the Clean Elections Commission can and can't do and what candidates maybe can and can't do. It doesn't seem, at least to an outsider, that those are as unrelated as maybe the single subject rule would mandate that things can't be.
Sure, and without a question, that's going to be the argument that the state uses in defending this, is that they're both related to the clean election system at large on a broader basis. Now, Lewis Hoffman and Amy Chan, the two plaintiffs who are brought suit, their argument is the fact that they're both related to clean elections is just not enough to satisfy a single subject. There has to be some sort of relation to them. And there are very, very different things that these two provisions of this law would do to clean elections. And there is certainly an argument to be made that from the critics that one is being included simply to kind of be a sweetener to convince people to vote for the other. The crux of what this really is, the first provision that this would prevent clean elections candidates from using their funding for making payments to political parties or nonprofit outfits, dark money groups, stuff like that. But what this is really about, the core of this proposal, is that it would put clean elections under the oversight of an entity called the Governor's Regulatory Review Council that reviews rules and regulations passed by agencies throughout the state. And they have been in a two-year-long fight with Clean Elections over the Clean Elections Commission's attempt to regulate dark money, anonymous campaign spending in Arizona. And that's what this is really about. It's that this fight has been going on for years, and a lot of folks, Republicans in the legislature, feel like the commission has overreached. The commission feels like it has very clear-cut authority to regulate these entities. And this would basically eliminate their ability to regulate dark money and outside spending.
Well, Jeremy, as you well know, I mean, it seems as though every year there's an effort to defund clean elections, ask voters, voters would have to be asked to do these things, but to either defund clean elections or to gut their powers. Is this just the sort of the next step in trying to do that?
Sure. We see this, as you said, we see this pretty much every year down at the legislature. And what stops the legislature pretty much every time is what's called the Voter Protection Act. This was an amendment to the Arizona Constitution the voters approved in 1998. It severely curtails the legislature's ability to amend anything that has been approved by the voters. Now, the Clean Elections Act was approved by the voters that same year and has fallen under the purview of the Voter Protection Act. So the legislature, no matter how mad they might get sometimes over what Clean Elections does, they really can't do anything about it. So in this case, they are sending this to the voters and saying, all right, the voters are the ones who have the power to change the laws regarding clean elections, and that's what the legislature is now asking them to do.
All right, that's Jeremy Duda with the Arizona Capital Times. Jeremy, good to talk to you. Thanks as always.
You too. Thanks a lot.